Money FM 89.3. Best of Breakfast. Breakfast Special.
Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed earlier this week after a Singapore-registered 984-foot cargo ship, which appears to have lost propulsion, hit one of its pillars.
None of the ship's crew members were injured, but eight construction workers were on the bridge when it snapped. The city remains in a state of emergency as search and recovery efforts continue for four unaccounted people who are presumed dead.
The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board chair says investigators were able to board the ship overnight and obtain the data recorder or black box, and more information will be shared with the public. So for more insights, we're joined by Dr. Oscar Barton, professor and dean at the Clarence M. Mitchell Jr. School of Engineering at Morgan State University. Professor, good evening to you over there in Baltimore. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good evening, and thank you for having me in Singapore.
Thank you for joining us. Now, I think by now most of us have seen the video footage of the bridge collapse, which is unbelievable and devastating to watch. So what we see is the main bridge span, the steel superstructure, completely give way and collapse into the water upon impact. Can you walk us through the engineering elements of the bridge, and what are the likely key factors that tipped it?
Yes, I will. Let me just first preface my remarks by sharing that any time a tragedy of this sort happens, loss of life is important, and our minds and our hearts go out to all of those who were impacted.
Absolutely.
And we pray every day for their families that they will get through this incident. So let's talk about basic bridge design. A bridge is designed to handle weight and forces in a vertical plane, up and down. And this bridge was impacted by a force in a horizontal plane normal to the bridge structure. That's not a normal loading for a bridge. Moreover, the bridge is designed to handle static loading. This bridge was impacted by dynamic loading. The continuous span of the bridge accelerated its failure, meaning the bridge spans with the continuous truss structure accelerated collapse. The impact occurred at one point. Vibrations occurred throughout the bridge structure, and it forced catastrophic collapse of the bridge. I would like to say that, see, some of these things have to be mitigated from the vessel's point of view. On most cargo ships, large cargo vessels of this size, there should be sufficient backup, emergency backup systems in the case of power loss, so that main steering, lighting, distribution to electrical networks should be maintained. So on both sides, we can look at some element of failure, the catastrophic failure of the bridge, of course, but failure of maintaining sufficiency in terms of adequate operations of the vessel seems to be an issue as well.
So, Dr. Barton, would any bridge have survived this kind of impact? And in the same vein, could perhaps a smaller cargo ship have destroyed the pier if it collided where the Dali did?
It's difficult to talk about 100% survivability or casualty of any bridge due to this kind of impact. It's not natural. It's not the way bridges are designed. So I will say that there may be some elements of a bridge that will sustain some damage. Some may go to catastrophe as we see it today. What is important to realize in terms of size of a vessel, the most important energy that's transferred is a linear momentum. So for a smaller vessel, if it were to be traveling faster, having the same amount of momentum as the bigger vessel traveling smaller, then the results would have likely been the same.
Okay, so speaking of size, Professor, we see that commercial shipping vessels have kind of evolved over the years and have gotten bigger. So how significant is the risk posed to older bridge designs as compared to actual aging infrastructure?
I think infrastructure problem is less of a concern. The bigger concern, gross weight of these massive vehicles, these massive vessels. Bridges are not, are not designed to handle these kind of impact loading. And age might look at some failure locally, but as you see, this impact failure is globally and is a catastrophic one. So relatively, I think aging infrastructure plays a less role than in the large cargo vessel issue.
All right, Dr. Barton, we know that construction on the bridge in question began way back in 1972 and then opened 5 years thereafter. If we were to be building this bridge today, what would we do differently?
Well, I think there are two ways. Let's talk about it on the first. Let's talk about the elements of retrofitting bridges and bridge construction. I think there will be more protective nature for the bridge piers. There is a bridge in Delaware that has what are called dolphins. These are large concrete platforms that protect the piers from being impacted by vessels. So it's not really changing the design of the bridge, but changing the protective nature around the bridge itself. Let's talk about the bridge pier structures. You can think about a shock absorber being attached to a pier, and if an impact were to occur, the energy from the impact will be absorbed by the shock absorber. Now, that study is underway, and there are some studies, and the studies seem to indicate that this may be a potential candidate to mitigate bridge design. On the vessel side, health monitoring of our systems on the vessel, thereby instrumenting them with sensors so that we can monitor their life cycle to be able to understand where they are in their cycle performance, avoiding failures. So we could take parts out of service, replace it with a new part, so that we could continually operate the vessel for duration.
And how would this impact the cost of constructing the bridge?
It would increase the cost of the bridge. So we have to ask ourselves, as we talk about the likelihood of these kinds of impact, the lower the likelihood, the lower the cost of the bridge, the higher the likelihood, the more massive the bridge could cost. And I think that's an economic question that has to be addressed by those who are in that sort of market to understand the cost-benefit analysis of building a very massive structure versus one that's adequate that will not likely be impacted by an event like this.
So you mentioned retrofitting earlier, Professor. So when it comes to maintaining bridges like this, what exactly is needed in that regard, and how often should retrofitting be considered, you think?
So the one element of retrofitting has to investigate the pier structures themselves. The other element of retrofitting is to leave the bridge in place, but place around the piers protective elements. These are really large masses of concrete that will divert the path of the vessel away from the main piers. Think about something that happens similar to an event where a pinball machine, where a ball is diverted away by a flipper. So that's the element of what a dolphin would do for these kind of bridges. The other element is the bumper system. And, you know, even though it sounds science fiction based, it could be something that could be functional for certain types of bridges and for certain types of impact.
All right, Dr. Barton, in the final analysis from an engineering perspective, is if there is one thing we can learn from this disaster, in your eyes, what would that be?
Innovation. We have to continue to learn how to improve and protect retrofit of the bridge structure from itself. And we have to look at emerging technologies to understand health monitoring of operating vessels so that we can avoid a situation where should a vessel lose power, we know when it will lose power, and we could automatically allow backup power systems to bring it back online and really avoiding a situation like this happening.
All right, Professor Barton, thanks for sharing the crucial aspects of infrastructure management in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore. We appreciate your time on the show. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Oscar Barton, professor and dean at the Clarence M. Mitchell Jr. School of Engineering at Morgan State University. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.